Kent Online News.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast. Kate Faulkner.
Hello, hope you're okay. Thank you for downloading today's podcast on Wednesday, the 2nd of October. Coming up today, we'll hear from a Kent homelessness charity turning 50 who say the problem has never been so bad. We'll also hear from the Gillingham manager after their unbeaten home streak came to a disappointing end. But first, taking a look at our top story today. Angry drivers say they are hundreds of pounds out of pocket after filling up their cars with what's thought to be contaminated fuel from the same supermarket petrol station. Nicola has the details for us. She's with me now. Nicola, when did the problems first start?
Well, a number of drivers have come forward, say they've had trouble with their cars after buying unleaded petrol from the Morrisons in Knight Road in Strood last week. One man, David Abernethy, says he put £65 worth of fuel in his Range Rover last Wednesday afternoon. The next morning, he noticed it spluttered and took about 30 seconds to turn over before it seemed to drive okay once it was going. Another customer filled up on Sunday evening, ready to take off on a family holiday. He says it struggled on the way home, but he managed to get it onto their drive before it eventually so-called died.
And a lot of these customers say they've had to pay for repairs themselves.
Yeah, that's right. David told us he rang the AA, who came out and drained 65 litres of fuel from his car at a cost of £360. He was advised it was best to fill up again with premium unleaded, which he did for £90. The mechanic showed David a sample of the fuel, which he says was around a third water.
And have the customers taken their complaints back to Morrisons?
They have. Morrisons say the site is run by Motor Fuel Group and redirected all of the disgruntled customers to them. MGF have been approached for more information, but at the time of recording today's podcast, they yet to reply. Now, at the petrol station on Tuesday, unleaded fuel was unavailable at pumps 3, 4, 7 and 8. It's still unclear just how many people have been affected.
Thanks, Nicola.
Kent Online News.
A man has been arrested after cannabis was found inside a van pulled over by police in Ramsgate. Officers stopped the vehicle on Hollicondane Road in the early hours of yesterday and found plants as well as boxes and bags full of soil and growing equipment. The suspect from Birmingham remains in custody while inquiries continue. A man's been injured after being hit by a car in Maidstone. Police and paramedics were called to Wheeler Street near Aldi just after nine last night. A man in his 20s has been taken to a London hospital for treatment. A man has been arrested after a town centre shop in Folkestone was damaged. The windows of a business in Guildhall Street were smashed in the early hours of yesterday. One person was reportedly seen with a metal pole. The suspect has been detained on suspicion of criminal damage. Investigations are ongoing. A man who broke a woman's nose and knocked out one of her teeth at a BP garage in Dover has described his jail sentence as cushy. Dane Wharton attacked the woman in Folkestone Road after she refused to hand him a can of beer. The 36-year-old from London Road in the town was locked up for 28 months. As he was led away to the cells, he said, "I'll take that." A Maidstone woman who was left with a head injury following an unprovoked attack on a night out said she's too scared to leave her house. Ellie Brosh was left with a 4-centimetre deep wound after being struck outside the Brenchley in the High Street in September 2021. The 27-year-old beauty therapist says it's left her unable to work. Police are working to identify those responsible.
Kent Online News.
Four whales have died after getting stranded in mudflats off the Kent coast. A pod of pilot whales was spotted near Sea Salter on Monday. Marine rescue experts were called, but they were unable to reach them. Firefighters have finally managed to put out a barn blaze on Sheppey. Around 1,500 tonnes of hay caught alight on Laysdown Road in Eastchurch on Saturday. One person suffered minor burn injuries and the cause is thought to have been accidental. It comes as a warning's been issued to people in Gillingham as firefighters tackle a warehouse blaze. Crews were called to Lidzing Road last night, and anyone in the area is being told to keep doors and windows closed. Smoke could also affect drivers on the M2. Elsewhere, firefighters have put out a blaze involving 200 hay bales near Sevenoaks. It started on Crowhurst Lane in Ash on Monday evening, and crews spent more than 24 hours tackling the flames. Earlier advice to keep doors and windows closed there because of smoke has now been lifted. There's speculation new border checks for passengers at Dover and Folkestone could be delayed again. The entry exit standard system is due to come into force next month, with concerns it could cause long delays. It's understood some EU countries aren't ready. Now, as a Kent homelessness charity marks its 50th anniversary, they're warning us the number of people needing their help is higher than ever. National Audit Office figures has reports of homelessness rising. Porchlight is based in Canterbury. They've helped 127 people who were sleeping rough in the past few weeks alone. I sat down to speak to Gary Stone, a former homeless man who's now turned his life around thanks to the support he's received. We were joined by Chris Thomas, who works with Porchlight, who spoke to me about what turning 50 means to them. Now, the audio quality here isn't the best, but you'll still be able to get their message loud and clear.
13 months later, right now, I'm bidding on properties. I'm not far from having my own keys to my own front door. That is something, that's all I've ever wanted. My own keys to my own front door. And I'm in a position now in my life where I am getting married on the 14th of June. My life is together. I no longer take drugs. And things are just looking up. And do you know what? I could not have done this without the help I've had from Porchlight.
Chris, if I could just ask you, when you hear stories like Gary's, does that just sort of bring it right back into focus how important and how essential the work that Porchlight is doing is?
Oh, it's wonderful, isn't it? Like, that, you know, Gary has come such a long way, and obviously we have helped, but Gary's, you know, done that himself. But it really underlines why we do what we do. It's, yeah, couldn't be happier for him, really.
Mm.
Thank you.
And it is it is 50 years of Porchlight doing what it does. Is it a happy occasion, or do you wish that you were sort of marking this milestone under happier circumstances?
Well, like you say, Porchlight is about to turn 50 years old, but that's happening at a time that homelessness, according to the National Audit Office, is at an all-time high. You know, we're proud of everything we've done. We're proud of people we've helped, like Gary, but it's not a time to celebrate. You know, there's so many more people who need help. So instead of celebrating turning 50, we want to use that occasion to highlight just how bad the homelessness situation is in this country, and shout about the fact that so much more needs to be done.
Yeah, it really is ridiculous. I mean, like, it is. To walk up and down the street and see so many people, they're on the bare bones of their arses, excuse the expletive there, but, you know, like, and we know not everyone can be helped, not everybody is ready for the help, but at some point they will be. And just recently, Porchlight started losing a bit of funding. And I thought, like, that is ridiculous. I mean, like, rather than take funding away, you should be giving them more. They need more people. You know, they need people to get out there on the street where the homeless problem is and bring them to places like this.
Kent Online News.
Canterbury MP Rosie Duffield says she hopes more of her colleagues will join her in resigning from the Labour Party. She became an independent after criticising Sir Keir Starmer for accepting free gifts from donors and cutting the winter fuel allowance. Some are calling for a by-election. We've been asking people in Canterbury what they think.
If she knows that she's good enough, for Canterbury, then she should put her money where her mouth is and do it. But you don't have to. But I think personally, you know, to show them that she is a true candidate for Canterbury, that she should put herself up. And I know she'd win for what she's done.
No, I don't think so. I think that she's there to represent the views of the electorate, the people that voted for her. And all too often people get into government and they're whipped into voting for what the government wants, not what their electorate wants. So stay there.
So you think you should actually do a better job now?
I think she will do, yeah.
I feel like we're in good hands with her anyway, especially some of the previous ones we've had. And I know a lot of people feel the same. Through even like people talking to me at my workplace about politics and stuff, I know a lot of people feel the same about her. So, I mean, if she carries on doing what she's doing now, then it's beneficial. But if people don't agree, then they should have their say as well.
You are an independent, there'll only be so much that you're allowed to do. However, they won't close the doors directly in front of you. You'll just find it very hard to push forward certain things.
The East Kent Hospitals Trust has been told to take action following the avoidable death of a primary school teacher. Megan Williams died in 2022. She'd been in and out of hospital after being diagnosed with gastritis, but was really suffering from a bowel obstruction. The undiagnosed condition led to her death. The coroner has ordered the trust to implement changes to prevent future deaths. A foster carer in Sittingbourne who looks after asylum seeker children has been telling us she's been left worried after recent riots. Wendy Moss says the outbreaks of violence in the wake of the Stockport attack were down to the spread of misinformation about asylum seekers online. She says she doesn't want negative press to cause people to think less of vulnerable children. Our reporter Cara Simmons spoke to Wendy, who says she won't shy away from helping those in need.
It does worry me because, like with the riots, that all started with misinformation on the internet, and that is a big issue now. I think that you get all this false news being passed around on the internet and people are just willing to just believe everything they see rather than checking it with a credible source. So that is quite a worry, really. There are vulnerable children, and as you've probably seen in the news, there's been one or two that have died actually crossing the channel, and that is quite sad. Yeah. That they've taken that risk, the families, and those children have perished on that journey. Mm. It is quite a risk for them when they're coming over. It's really quite sad when you actually see some of the background detail about some of these children and what they've, you know, gone through at such a young age. And it's not surprising, really, that they come away with a lot of issues that they need help with. Mm. So, it is one part of this, you know, fostering that is quite difficult sometimes, is hearing those stories, because they are quite upsetting. Sometimes they might say something to you out of the blue, and it's normally like when you're driving in the car and then you haven't got eye contact with them, they might suddenly come out with something. But obviously there is a procedure if they disclose something that we go through to report that and make sure that it's all looked into.
Next Step Fostering say Kent currently needs 120 additional carers due to the number of children coming into the county. Work to clear up waste dumped by organised criminals at a beauty spot near Ashford could get underway soon. It's thought gangs posed as legitimate waste collectors and dumped 30,000 tonnes of rubbish at Hodes Wood. An investigation to find those responsible is underway. The Kent Wildlife Trust says the clean-up operation may start later this month. A developer is arguing he doesn't need to apply for planning permission for 62 homes in Maidstone again because they started work when it was first approved in 2019. The project at the Postley Road site in Tovel was given the green light on the condition that Chailey Homes started work on or before December 20, 2021. Just days before that deadline, 35 metres of curb was put down, but nothing else has been done. The site's been sold to a new developer who wants to avoid going through the planning application process for a second time. There are fears the relocation of Folkestone bus station to make way for a new park will lead to antisocial behaviour. Council plan to move the main stop at Bovary Square and replace it with new green space, but critics say it will only encourage crime and drug taking. Under the proposals, there'll be five new stations along Middleburg Square, which some say will cause extra congestion. A consultation is being held next month.
Kent Online News.
A fireworks display at a 17th century Kent pub is the latest in the county to be cancelled. Bosses at the Farriers Arms in Mersham near Ashford say they have no choice but to scrap this year's plans because of financial struggles. They hope to bring it back at some point in the future. The opening date for Canterbury's new Ivy restaurant has been revealed. Work is underway to transform the Burton and Dorothy Perkins building in the city centre. Bosses have now confirmed it'll be open to the public on October 29th. Plans have been approved for an aqua park and cold water swimming at Blue Water. They'll be in addition to the attractions already provided by Hang Loose Adventure at the shopping centre in Greenhithe. A floating deck will also be built on one of the lakes to be used for yoga and open-air leisure. And a train carriage that's been converted into a cafe at a Kent school is now open to the public. It was installed at 5 Acre Wood, which is a special needs school near Maidstone, last year. The aim is to provide training and employment opportunities for pupils. Peggy Murphy is the principal. She's been speaking to reporter Cara Simmons.
It's just fantastic. It's going to be so brilliant for our young people. They're going to have so many experiences, and also just bringing the community into the school as well. For a long time, I think 5 Acre Wood has been this school that everyone knew about but didn't know where it was. But now I think we're on the map, they know where we are, and I think it's going to be lovely bringing the community back into the school.
Definitely. What sort of things will people be able to see pupils doing? What sort of?
Well, right from basics of being able to just go into a cafe and not take food off somebody else's table, because that's been something that's happened a few times. So just being able to go into a cafe initially, moving up to cleaning tables, waiting, big servers, and then making the coffee and being a proper barista. So a whole range of things. We're also doing the washing. So one of our kids will actually end up doing the washing and the laundry for it. So it's all of those things that we all need in everyday life that are going to give our kids those skills.
Cara's also been chatting to some of the students.
So what is your favourite thing to do on the train?
I like serving the drinks, so are people and greeting them.
Yeah. And what do you want to do once you leave the school? Do you want to go into being a server outside?
Yeah, be like a chef from Molder.
Definitely. And you've seen the train being built over the last few months. What was that like coming into school each day and seeing it?
Amazing. It's a great experience.
Kent Online Sports.
Football Now and Gillingham's winning streak at Priestfield has come to an end. They lost 1-0 to Grimsby Town in League 2 last night. Manager Mark Bonner says it was an unfortunate result.
I thought we were fairly dominant, but I mean, you could argue, and we've done this to other teams, perfect away performance. I think we've given them a goal that is absolutely preventable in two or three moments for us. I just said to the lads, our defensive record's been amazing, so you can't hammer them for that, but the goal itself... We get dodged twice too easily. They run through the middle of the pitch way too easily. We're way too narrow as a back four, and we don't deal with the moment that scored. And Green causes a lot of problems in the first half. So we're frustrated that we were behind. I thought for 20 minutes in the first half, I thought we actually started quite well, first 7-8 minutes. Then I thought 20 minutes before half time, playing well. We've got the ball. We know that it's going to be a bit now. They've got the goal. So how do we get the balance right between being patient and penetrating and trying to create chances and pressure on their goal? Loads of set plays tonight, lots of pressure, lots of moments where we've got good momentum in the game. Not enough final threat on the goal, but still some really good moments. We have an excellent chance. Jaden's cross, I think, for Nev, which is a brilliant moment for us. Header from Timmy, a few good moments where we should do better with. And I think across the balance of the half, especially towards the end, we're chasing the game. It's a different way of doing it. We're chasing with a slightly different shape to what we've played. Some of our decision making in that period to just change the angle before we serve it forward, or little things that just disrupt the momentum or stop you getting spell against a team that are obviously managing the clock, taking the time over things as you would. It was down to us to keep the momentum, and we started the second half brilliantly. 15, 20 minutes, we're right on top. And then when we kick it out the ground, or we don't win a header, or we don't complete a pass, in really simple moments, on their own, they can just feel like one error. But it's accumulation of them that just leads to a spell in a game going and the momentum going. And then for 15 minutes or so, the game's completely in the balance when we need to be chasing. Our effort to chase was outstanding. At times, our quality and decision-making weren't good enough, and therefore we didn't have enough of a threat. They defend their box well, they throw their body in the way of loads of things, and they'll be delighted with that. Overall summary, really frustrated that we haven't got something from the game, because there was enough moments there for us. And then for us as a learning game where we fall behind and we have to chase, there'll be more teams that do that here. We're going to have to keep improving that to work out how do we solve that and how do we create even more than we did, or more clear-cut moments than we did.
Despite the results, the Gills are still top of the table. And if you missed the cricket news yesterday, Zach Crawley has signed a contract extension with Kent. The England international batsman says he loves playing for his county. The new deal lasts until the end of the 2025 season. That's all from us today. Thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, X, Instagram, TikTok and Threads. You can also get the details on the top stories direct to your email each morning via the briefing. To sign up, just head to kentonline.co.uk.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast.